Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
We're back. It is WGN Radio. I am Hannah Stanley sitting in tonight for Matt Bubala. Happy, as always, to be here. And you know what? Right now, we're talking about, my guest, who's going to join me in a second, is Carolyn Pinta. I don't know if you guys have heard about the Pinta Pride Project, but that is what we are going to be talking about. It is something that I'm super excited about. And one of those things that really, as soon as I learned about it, I was like, how can I tell more people? How can I get this message to more people? And guess what? WGN Radio is a great way to do it. Carolyn, thank you so much for your time and for staying up with me.
No, thank you so much for having me.
So tell me a little bit about the Pinta Pride Project, and then I want to talk to you about why, because the why is so very special.
Great. The Pinta Pride Project is a nonprofit that we actually just put into action a couple of months ago in order to throw, in particular, Buffalo Grove's first Pride Parade, which is going to be next June of 2019. And we're also using it to fund educational events and awareness events in our town to make the LGBTQ community feel seen and normalized. And it all came about because of my 12-year-old daughter.
Okay. So the suburban areas, while I'm quite sure they have representation of members, community members who are within the LGBTQ community, but as you mentioned, they don't have as much representation as far as pride events, pride parades, things like that. Tell me how Molly was the inspiration, your 12-year-old daughter, Molly.
Awesome. Well, we all know about the amazing parade in downtown Chicago, and my daughter being 12 and having come out to my husband and I last spring, we wanted to let her experience a parade that weren't necessarily ready to go down to the crowds of Chicago, so we went to Aurora's inaugural parade, which was this past June, and they did just a spectacular job. It was a 98-degree day, but they still managed to get 5,000 people there. And it was just a beautiful day, family-friendly parade was how they built it. And Molly and I actually got to walk in the parade with a student group, and Molly carried a sign talking about how she had started the First Gay Straight Alliance Club at her school. And the crowd was so welcoming and friendly to her and calling out, "Great job, Molly, good for you." It just gave her such confidence that we got in the car on the way home, and she was so excited about the event that she wanted to immediately talk about throwing one in Buffalo Grove. So we started talking about how much more special it would be if she was willing to put out there that she herself is a gay 12-year-old and is looking for the support of people in her community to help her throw this event. So we just threw together a video that we put on my own Facebook page with a GoFundMe, and she managed to raise about $10,000 in the first 2 weeks. So people were very excited about the idea, and it's really grown from there.
Okay, $10,000 in 2 weeks on a GoFundMe really is very special. It doesn't happen frequently. We hear about it, you know, we're like, oh, we raised $50,000 in 22 minutes, but that doesn't always happen.
Right.
Were you getting support from the community, your family and friends, or bigger players within that LGBT community? Who were you seeing that support coming from?
Definitely a wide variety. Definitely people that we recognized, but the coolest part was that there were just tons and tons of people that we had never heard of. That just, we could tell that this was something that resonated with so many people. So many people could say, that they have someone gay in their life. And by donating to my daughter's special project, that was a way to honor the person in their life. So really, I would say there, if I were to go back through that GoFundMe, there is equal representation of people that we know and people we've never heard of, which is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And the people that you've never heard of will be increasing in numbers because
I hope so.
Yeah, you already know the people you know. So, you know, right. Everybody else now is going to be new and supporting you for their own reasons and for the belief in what you guys are doing. As you mentioned, you guys have already, you started out with the goal of having Buffalo Grove's inaugural Pride Parade, which is really quite an undertaking. I don't know. I would have no idea to do anything involving a parade. But you guys have already secured a date and you know the route and everything. Tell everybody when and where this is going to be.
Thank you. It's going to be in Buffalo Grove and it'll be June 2nd, 2019, probably starting in the late morning. We have one stretch of through a residential area that's called Checker Road. And there is about a 1 mile stretch that is just a straight shot right down this residential area with tons of parking in side streets nearby. So the parade will go down that way and is then going to cross one major road in Buffalo Grove and end in a park called Mike Ralco Park, which is owned by the Buffalo Grove Park District, where they hold their Buffalo Grove Days Festival every year. And super exciting. They have stepped forward to partner us with us, and they are going to throw a festival at the end of our parade that they're calling a diversity festival. So, of course, LGBTQ will be a big part of that, but they're also going to highlight all of the different cultures that we have here in Buffalo Grove. So that is all going to be happening on June 2nd. And I guess one thing I should say, too, is, of course, we're throwing the parade in Buffalo Grove, but we certainly welcome participation from anybody far and wide who would like to come, and certainly hope to get representation from all the North Shore, just because the next closest thing really is the Chicago Parade.
Yeah, and the Chicago Parade draws from all around the country and the
right.
world, of course, but June 2nd is within that June Pride month, so there will be people who make the Chicagoland area a destination during that month because of how inclusive definitely certain neighborhoods and areas are within our city. But for the city of Buffalo Grove and the Park District to see this opportunity to celebrate diversity within their own community, way to go, Buffalo Grove.
Isn't that awesome? We're very lucky.
You know what? It really is incredibly neat. We're facing a time right now, politics aside, where not everybody is as welcoming as they could be. And so this is a really neat opportunity for the Park District to celebrate all that is good within their own community. You know, I used to have a food program here on WGN and really celebrated so much of the diversity of flavors and how lucky we were in the Chicagoland area to have so many different cultures represented in food and in restaurants.
And, yes. And I certainly hope they'll represent some of that at our festival.
I hope so, too. I already have it on my calendar, so I'm hoping.
Oh, awesome.
I am hoping that is represented also. We are talking right now to Carolyn Pinta, who is the mom of Molly Pinta, who is the reason for the Pinta Pride Project, which is really the group that is spearheading and is behind the Buffalo Grove's inaugural Pride Parade, which will be June 2nd. We are going to continue our conversation with her right after this. Hannah Stanley sitting in on WGN. Back after this.
Welcome
Welcome back to WGN Radio. Hannah Stanley sitting in tonight for Matt Bubala. Happy to be here and get to talk to you guys as well. If you're just joining me, Carolyn Pinta is my guest right now. She is the mom of Molly Pinta, who is really, I think we're going to talk to Molly in just a second, but she is a 12-year-old girl who came out to her parents, and Carolyn is her mom, and they then went as a family to the Aurora parade, basically, and which was last year. It was their first parade, Aurora's, and decided that Buffalo Grove needed one. I don't know any 12-year-olds who think we need a parade for what, for any reason. And then Molly at 11 essentially decided, you know, what would be really cool is not just for me, but to make it more inclusive so people like me can know that they're in a community where there is love and support. How amazing is your daughter? Do you just decide, like, you know what? I'm done. You can raise yourself because I can only mess you up at this point, because that's kind of what I would say.
Oh, thank you.
No, she's
also a lucky kid to be in, like you say, in this pocket of acceptance and hoping to help other kids that aren't.
You know what? Agreed. But you guys are doing really, really an amazing thing in taking on the Let's Start a Parade. I mean, this is not like a musical where we're like, you know what? Just get 76 trombones. It'll be no big deal. This is,
right.
There's a lot to this. So, so how exactly does this work? You go to the city council? Do you, like, what was the first step in getting your community, which is Buffalo Grove, to go, yeah, let's do this. We should do this.
Right when we had the idea over the summer, I had actually recently met with our village president and manager about another issue. So I happened to have them quick in my email. And I sent the village manager an email and told him what our intentions were. And he right away said that was great, but the person to talk to was one of the police officers in our Buffalo Grove Police Department, so he sent me over that way. And that officer was immediately very positive, too. We were so lucky. He said, I think this is a great idea. Let's get together and talk. So we've now had three meetings. We'll have another one next month, and they are really the ones that kind of help you set the parameters of what the route will be and what sort of police protection you need or help with the event. Now that the Park District is on board, they'll be able to tell us, too, what kind of insurance we should have for the event. All of these extra people coming on that add more and more to each of these meetings helps clarify the process. Because like you said earlier, you wouldn't have the slightest clue where to start.
No.
And I really didn't either. So I'm so lucky that we have the village support and we have the support of the police department to help us out. We also paid a whole lot of attention when during Labor Day, our town does Buffalo Grove Days and they throw a parade. And we actually walked in that parade, decorated our car for Pride just to advertised that this was coming, and we paid a whole lot of attention to the way they set things up.
You know what?
So that we could steal some ideas.
You know, good for you, because why reinvent the wheel?
Exactly, when it works well for the town every year.
Exactly. Really debrief on things that work well and don't work well and figure out how to improve upon it. We are talking about Buffalo Grove's inaugural Pride Parade, which will be happening June 2nd. I'm just so excited. It is that Pride Month. You guys are June 2nd. Aurora has a parade and a festival within that Pride Month. And then the last Sunday is always the Chicago Pride Parade. So people can really make a whole month of this. And
absolutely. Lots of choices.
So many choices. And go to all of them. I encourage people to go and do that. Tell me how people can be involved, especially your inaugural year. You guys, I'm guessing, need some help.
Absolutely. We do have a website up and running at pintaprideproject.com. We also have a Facebook page running that's called BG Pride 2019. And anybody who wants can either join the Facebook page or go on the website, which will give information about how the entire project started. We sell merchandise off of the website to raise funds, and there are constant updates. So very shortly, we will have up on the site more information about sponsorship. We definitely will be looking for any organization or business that might like to sponsor, but even a family that would like to walk together in the parade, we would love to have. And there will certainly be opportunities to join committees as we get closer to help the running of the parade and the organization of the parade, and information about all those different aspects can be found on the website or on the Facebook page.
You know what?
So again, pintopprideproject.com.
Pintopprideproject.com. And also, I think you mentioned the Facebook page, which I am on all the time. You guys post constantly. There's so much support and events and news articles that you guys are always putting out there, so that people can stay informed, and not just about your own event, but you know, things within and related to the LGBT community. The other thing you just said, you said a couple of things. One, you said family friendly regarding the Aurora Parade and regarding your own, the Buffalo Grove inaugural parade on June 2nd. But the other thing you said is if a family wants to march together, wants to come into this parade together or sponsor something, one of the biggest moments, and I have watched the Chicago Parade. I have walked in the Chicago Parade multiple times, the Chicago Pride Parade. Everyone stands, cheers, goes crazy when the P flag contingency goes past, which is parents and friends of lesbians and gays. The families who are supportive of their people who are within that LGBT community are so revered and loved and respected, and like, because so many people wish they had that. So really, if this is something that, you know, you're supportive, try to be a part of this. It really means so much to people within this community.
Absolutely. And Hannah, I'm glad you brought up PFLAG, because we do have a PFLAG chapter that's very close to Buffalo Grove in a town called Deerfield. And actually, a couple of them came to an event that we held last night. So we are definitely in contact with them. They know they are all invited. And we sure hope we'll have a big contingency from PFLAG marching in our parade.
It is.
They're awesome.
They are awesome. And really were awesome when a lot of groups were not as supportive and accepting. So, Carolyn Pinta, you are one of the spearheads of the Pinta Pride Project. Let me say this again, pintaprideproject.com. Yes?
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
Good. And then you can go, like I said, the Facebook page as well. Molly Pinta, your 12-year-old daughter, who is making the world a better place just by being her and owning who she is and not apologizing for it, because there's nothing to apologize for. She's trying to make everything better for others who are like her. And that is why Buffalo Grove will this year have its very first Pride Parade that is June 2nd. So for more information, you can go to that website. I really, really appreciate your time tonight and for all the work you guys are doing to make the world more inclusive for everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much to you for helping us spread the word. We can't thank you enough.
All right. I mean, you're welcome. That's all I can say. Hannah Stanley.
Thank you. Molly, you want to say hi? Say hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi, Molly. Thank you so much for your time. And really, honestly, just thank you so much for your work and for your awesome family putting this together. It really is so great that you're making everything so good for so many others.
Thank you.
You bet. Hannah Stanley filling in tonight for Matt Bubala on WGN. More right after this.